Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're doing a quick run through the best new albums out on November 2nd, starting with Rosalía and El Mal Querer. The singer is Rosalía, the album is El Mal Querer, and this song we're hearing is Que No Salga La Luna. It is New Music Friday, and I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robert.
Lars Gottrich.
Hello.
And Ann Powers in Nashville. Hey, Ann.
Hello, my friends.
Rosalía is a singer from Spain, and it's really easy to hear the flamenco influences in this music.
Yeah, Rosalía is from, grew up outside of Barcelona and fell in love with flamenco music at an early age. And she has been with this music for a long time and went to university to study music and flamenco very specifically. And she came out with her debut album last year, and it took the form of flamenco, but dirtied it up just like a little bit.
Yeah.
And the traditional flamenco community did not like that.
Yeah.
And so this record kind of does the same, but in a different way. She takes on more influences from R&B and hip-hop, and she kind of infuses it into the music in a way that reminds me a little bit of Ariana Grande, actually, the Sweetener record.
Yeah.
And the songs are very vibrant. And, you know, as I said earlier, the purists aren't totally in love with this, but this is kind of what happens when a young person takes on an old form. They want to bring their experiences to a shared experience.
I would think, you know, I get how purists wouldn't take to this music, but I would think that it's a good thing that she could be introducing younger audiences
exactly.
to this sound that they otherwise wouldn't hear. And I think it's a great blending of both pop and traditional flamenco that I haven't really heard before quite like this. Rosalía is the singer. Her new album is El Mal Querer. Let's take a left turn here and go to Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan, and the latest in his ongoing bootleg series. This one's called More Blood, More Tracks.
Which one is this, Bob? The one we just did now?
The one we're going to do is...
Okay, we're rolling.
Okay.
Take one.
One, two. One, two, three, four.
If you don't recognize it, this song is You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go, and it's obviously a very early take at that song that's captured on this latest volume in the bootleg series that's been going on for about 25 years now. Started in 91 with a bunch of rare recordings from Dylan, and we're now up to volume 14, covering really just Blood on the Tracks, the album Blood on the Tracks, and all the outtakes from those sessions. And this is, I don't know about you, but this is the one I've been most excited about so far in this ongoing series.
Well, Robin, for me, Blood on the Tracks was my intro into Dylan. Like, this is the record I got when I was in high school. I fell in love with Dylan. I still feel this record so much. So it's so fascinating to watch how he constructed these songs with his collaborators. not only musically, like how they change from maybe like a folk setting to a bluesy setting to a countryish setting, but also lyrically, just like little turns of phrase that changed. I'll give you one example. Entangled Up in Blue, in the last verse, the narrator is talking about his old friends, and there's a famous line, some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. In early versions, it was some are doctors' wives. You know, how did he get from one word to another? That's
maybe he
the
just
kind
wanted
of
an extra
nerding
syllable.
Out. You can it totally, could be that. And but seriously, like that extra syllable makes a difference musically.
It's so easy to think of somebody like Bob Dylan or a towering figure as bringing down these stone tablets and this is my genius and this is how it is and this is how it ever, you know, always was
always
and ever
was,
shall be.
Yeah.
And when you listen to a collection like this, and this album exists in several different forms, there's like a 6-disc box set where you get a million different takes. There's also a sampler. But if you're interested in this album and you're interested in how somebody gets from point A to a masterpiece, this is just a fascinating and important piece of history.
And that is More Blood, More Tracks, the latest in the ongoing bootleg series from Bob Dylan. And I want to go to another veteran singer, musician, artist. Marianne Faithfull has a new album out called Negative Capability.
Send me someone to love. Someone who could love me back. Love me for who I really am. Not an image and not for money. I know I'm not young and I'm damaged. But I'm still pretty, kind and funny. In my own particular way. In my own particular way. Capable of loving in my own particular way. And ready to love.
There are a lot of great lines on this record, and on this song, in my own particular way, she sings, you know, I'm not young and I'm damaged, you know, but she's saying throughout this record that she still matters and has something to say. She turns 72 years old this year, Marianne Faithfull, in her sixth decade of making music, and she says this is one of the most honest albums she's ever made.
Yeah, this is Marianne Faithfull's 21st record, and in making it, she teams up with a number of collaborators, including Mark Lanegan from Screaming Trees, Nick Cave, Warren Ellis, who's in Nick Cave's band, but also in the Dirty Three.
Right.
When you read the list of collaborators, it is like this catalog of the world weary,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so you have...
She likes to do that, especially in the last, like, 15 years.
Yeah. We were joking off mic about, like, you know, like another feel-good romp from Marianne Faithfull. But it's so... Her music is so deeply worn and so melancholy, but there's this grandiosity to it that's really beautiful and really heartfelt. And, you know, you listen to these records and she has an extraordinary amount to say.
And, you know, she's not having an easy time lately. Marianne Faithfull suffers from very serious arthritis. She's thinking about where she is in life, standing at that door, maybe to the next place. And yet she keeps her humor, she keeps her authority and her kind of imperiousness, which is so beautiful, that now is completely infused with all the experience of her life.
Yeah.
In announcing the record, and this is a quote from Marianne Faithfull, she said, it's been a real journey. I've learned a lot about myself and other people. It's loneliness, but actually love is what it's really about. Mm-hmm. From Marianne Faithfull, the record is Negative Capability. Let's do one more album before the break. This one is from Pistol Annies, and their new record is called Interstate Gospel.
We're on fire, I think. So stop, drop, and roll. Growing. We're one of a kind.
little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll from Pistol Annies. The song is Stop, Drop, and Roll One, their new record, Interstate Gospel. And this is three acclaimed, much-loved solo artists working together, Miranda Lambert, Ashley Monroe, and Angelina Presley.
This is their first record in what? How many years?
Five years.
And, you know, all three of these women have had incredible careers. What I like about Interstate Gospel is that it's got a nice mix of party songs and depressing as hell real life songs. And they're good at being in those two realms at different times, but also know how to mix them in a little bit. Even the party songs have a little, can have a little bit of tint of sadness to them, recognizing the effects of what a good night can do to you.
A good night. Only if we do it right.
Yeah.
I actually think Lars saying, what a good night can do to you, that's like a Pistol Ami song.
I was going to say.
That's
there
pure
you go.
Country.
I just wrote your next hit.
I have to say, I also think this record has the best opening line of a song of the year, maybe. In the song Best Years of My Life, there's the line, I picked a good day for a recreational Percocet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cannot beat that.
Pistol Annies, the record is Interstate Gospel. We still have several more albums to talk about for this week's New Music Friday, but first let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. In 1980, with a few thousand dollars and used dairy equipment, Ken Grossman founded Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Ken's award-winning ales propelled him from home brewer to craft brewer. Today, Ken and his family still own 100% of the company, one of the most successful independent craft breweries in America. More at sierranevada.com.
It's New Music Friday. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers, Lars Gotrich, and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best new albums out on November 2nd. And we start the second half of our show off with the singer Roseanne Cash and her album, She Remembers Everything.
I just want a road that bends, a love that wins, an honest friend. I just want a night of peace, blessed. I want to make you see that you in your crumpled splendor, when you sing to the farthest rafter with your big life full of love and laughter, can pull me up from the rabbit hole to show me the
Roseanne Cash is the singer. Her new record is She Remembers Everything, and the song is called Rabbit Hole. Kind of a mostly melancholy new record from Roseanne Cash.
Yes, Roseanne Cash, one of the great mood setters of our time, one of the absolute best storytellers. She generally works with her husband, John Leventhal, as a producer, and he is all over this record, but she also worked with Tucker Martin, and the song Rabbit Hole is a good example of what happens when an artist who's done a lot tries something with someone new. In that case, Colin Malloy. That's the other voice from the Decemberists on that track, and I really think Roseanne taking some chances on this record provides subtle rewards. It's a super rich session. She's talked about how she really wanted to go deep inside a woman's perspective for this. The title track is a kind of a Me Too story. The atmospherics, the way Roseanne's beautiful voice works with other voices, it's super rich.
Roseanne Cash, the album is She Remembers Everything. Let's go to a band that, Stephen, you turned me on to, a band called Stove. The album is called apostrophe S, Favorite Friend.
Trees don't feel the same when we climb them all.
Stove is the band, and Stephen, I don't know, you tell me how you pronounce it. It's written as apostrophe S, favorite friend, so maybe Stove's favorite friend, and the song we're hearing is called Mesquiter.
I think you're supposed to read the title as Stove's favorite friend.
Right.
Their first record from 2015 is called Is Stupider.
So I gotcha.
I think you're supposed to read that as Stove Is Stupider. I love this band. If you ask me, Stephen, what is the best year for music? I will say next year. Next year is my favorite year. I like new music. I don't necessarily like to spend a lot of time wallowing in the past. I want to hear what's next. This record takes me right back to my college radio days.
It is very 90s.
It is so 90s in the most delicious, least derivative way. There are these beautiful chiming hooks throughout. I think of bands like Versus that I love, a band called the Spinanes. Kind of my favorite music of the early 90s. And if you listen to this record, what really just stands out song after song is just the quality and the sharpness of the songwriting. But I have just been digging into this record for weeks, and I just love it.
Remember the band The Velvet Teen?
Yeah.
They do a similar thing where they synthesize a lot of what was happening in 90s alternative rock. Maybe with a little bit of emo, maybe with a little bit of noise rock, but it is one of those things that the arrangements are very complex, but it comes out as straightforward.
Yeah, it did not take much for me to love this band almost immediately. You sprinkle that sound on a shoe and I'll eat it, you know? It's some pretty low-hanging fruit for me. I admit I love the 90s sound too. The band is Stove, and their album is Stove's Favorite Friend, or apostrophe S, Favorite Friend. Let's go to the artist Kelly Moran. Her new album is called Ultraviolet. The composer and pianist is Kelly Moran. Her new record is Ultraviolet. And when I first heard this, I thought she was playing something like Glass Bowls something like that. But this is a prepared piano.
Yeah, Kelly Moran comes from the school of prepared piano, which is, to put it very simply, is when you put stuff in the strings. So
yeah, like, yeah. Make the piano sound.
Paper clips, sometimes little bells.
Open up the guts.
Open up the guts. Sometimes paper clips, sometimes like a little bell, sometimes pieces of paper. And you are responding to the sounds that are coming out of the instrument, and that kind of develops the piece of music that you're writing or improvising. She really blossomed into that on a record that she put out last year called Bloodroot. And on that record in particular, she mixed her love of neoclassical composition with black metal. Mm-hmm. And
that's your wheelhouse, right?
Yeah.
There,
this
Lars.
Is Lars Gotrich music.
Black metal.
And it was a really cool record, but it was thoroughly composed. And on this record, Ultraviolet, it's completely improvised. She took hours and hours of improvisation, and then she edited them down and gave it some digital processing, added some synths, and really fleshed out the songs in like a canvas.
Yeah, this is such a great discovery for me. I had not heard her music before, and then I really recommend spending some time with it.
The album is Ultraviolet, and the artist is Kelly Moran. We have one more record that we want to talk about before we wrap up this week's New Music Friday, but there are some other notable releases for November 2nd that we should mention.
Well, we're in holiday season now, and there are two outstanding Christmas albums out from artists on New West Records. There's J.D. McPherson, the Roots Rocker, did a monster set called Socks, really fun, all original rock and roll songs. And then the great Rodney Crowell has released Christmas Everywhere, which is not your usual Christmas record. This is like heartbreaking songs about the holiday season, more in the If We Make It to December Merle Haggard mold. And also I'll just say that for fans of the unclassifiable, the incredible duo of Lisa Gerrard and Brendan Perry, you might know them better as Dead Can Dance. They have a really interesting new record out called Dionysus that is only two tracks. It's almost like a theater piece in audio.
Sunkill Moon, a.k.a. Mark Kozlik, has a new record called This Is My Dinner. Also, Tenacious D is back with a record called Post Apocalypto, which is based on the YouTube animated series that Tenacious D has been working on. Expect something very silly and over the top and fun.
There's also a new record by the Swedish but Berlin-based synth-pop artist named Molly Nielsen. It's called 2020. It is soft and fuzzy and sad, if that is your wheelhouse.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And there's also a new record from Gabby Smith under the name Gabby's Role called Beast on Beast.
Formerly known as Eskimo, right?
Right.
And I'll just mention one record, Bill Ryder Jones. He made my top 10 list a couple years ago with his previous record. He has a new one out called Yawn. All right, our final album for this week's New Music Friday comes from Doug Paisley. It is called Starter Home.
Doors and windows, pretty garden, room enough for a family. We cannot afford not to borrow, and it's just a starter home, a starter home. Throw a party in the kitchen, dancing so slow in the hall. And if something might get broken, well, it's just a starter home, a starter home.
Doug Paisley, this is the title cut to the album Starter Home, and the lyrics on this whole record, I think, just cut to the bone.
This song alone is just an absolute knockout, and he's got that unassuming voice, and you think, okay, this is a dude with an acoustic guitar. But as that song unfolds in this very spare language, you get this entire story of a life where you start out with these hopes and dreams and then make these small compromises along the way and kind of lower your standards and settle into a rut. But man, the songwriting on this thing is exquisite.
There's a song on this one called Mr. Wrong, and I just want to read a couple lines from it. He says, "Got up out of bed, fell down on my head. Heard the words you said as I hit the floor. You won't amount to much. Everything you touch turns to such and such. I don't love you anymore."
Oh, that is the Robin Hiltoniest.
It is just like, well, the thing I love that he says everything you touch turns to such and such. It's like I am so fed up to the point where I can't even complete my insult to you. You know, it's just everything you touch turns to whatever such and such. I'm done. I don't love you anymore. And it's just brutal, but also so beautiful. And I think you summed it up perfectly, Stephen, how the stories of how you have to adjust your expectations as life doesn't turn out the way you thought it would. beautiful, beautiful record, Starter Home from Doug Paisley. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.
Stephen Thompson.
Country music.
Lars Godrich.
Also country music.
Rock and roll.
And from the helm of country music, Nashville, Tennessee. We'll talk to you next time.
A reminder to tell your friends about the program and follow me on Twitter at NPROBIN. To see a list of the albums we talked about, check out the podcast description for this episode. You can also go to npr.org/allsongs. You can hear full versions of the songs we featured from these records and a whole lot of other great releases in the new Music Friday playlist from NPR Music. Go to npr.org/Spotify or open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of great music.
Maybe in time we should have moved on. We stayed here all alone in a starter home.